Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story out of the Millerton News, come April 12th, the Northeast Community Center in Millerton will partner with Hudson River Housing to host a community conversation on housing, a key to strong local community, designed as a regional approach for rural communities such as towns of Northeast, Dominia, and Pine Plains. The community conversation will be held from 8:30 until 3 p.m. at the American Legion Post 178 building on Route 44 in Millerton, New York. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale today and tomorrow. Learning Center at Noble Horizons from 9 till 2. Admission is free on both days, but today only. Early birds pay $10 from 8 until 9 a.m. Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary being held tonight at the Sharon Firehouse. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7 p.m. Sharon Center School has their Schoolhouse Rocks Jr. That is going on today at 6:30 and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $7 per show. It's being held in the Sharon Center School Gymnasium. Dover High School presents Concert for a Cause tonight at 7 o'clock at the high school auditorium. Tickets are $5 for students, $7 for adults. Donations are welcome. All proceeds will be donated to the Sierra Cardiello Recovery Fund. The Amenia Recreation Department with the Amenia Free Library is sponsoring its annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Amenia Town Hall. The egg hunt held outdoors for ages 7 and up. A bean bag toss and egg hunt for ages 1 to 6 will be on the second floor. The Easter Bunny will visit the auditorium. The event is free and open to the community. The Stanford Grange is hosting a spring penny social. That happens tomorrow at the Stanford Grange Hall. Doors open at 5:30, strictly enforced, and calling begins at 7 p.m. Tomorrow will be a celebration of the opening day of Lime Rock Park. You're invited to come out for a free day at the park to watch the clubs on track and be part of the action with charity laps. Lime Rock Drivers Club from 9 to 1, Eastern Motor Racing Association from 1 till 6, Pelham Motorsports Club on the autocross from 1 till 5. A paddock concession stand will be open for lunch. You can make a donation to the Michael J. Fox Foundation via Team Lime Rock Park and participate in charity exhibition laps from 11 till noon and parade laps from 1 until 2:20. Pre-register for the charity laps at limerock.com/opening day 2019. Compassionate action is the aim of a seminar, Unshackling Dreams of America, to be held at Trinity Lime Rock Church on Saturday tomorrow from 1 till 4. Participants will learn what can be done to support asylum seekers and other immigrants. For more information or to register for the free seminar, 860-318-6083. The Omont Library is hosting Canaan author and musician Paul Remuni with a book signing and accordion mini concert. It'll happen tomorrow at 1 o'clock at 63 Main Street. The former tax accountant and now accordion museum owner will talk and take questions about his illustrated new book, Accordion Stories from the Heart. The event is free and open to the public. Cornell Cooperative Extension and Dutchess County Master Gardener volunteer Chris Ferrero present Hydrangea Success for Northeast Gardens. The lecture takes place tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Community Center over the library. The event is sponsored by the Pine Plains Garden Club. Aglet Theater Company and Dewey Hall present Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison, a matinee on Saturday. The doors open at 2, the performance at 2:30. And then there's another show at 7:30 with the doors opening for that at 7. Complimentary beverages and refreshments are served first. The reading is followed by a discussion. Dewey Hall, located on Route 7 in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tickets and more information at 860-435-6928. Sharon Center School 8th grade students holding their yearly spaghetti dinner. That'll happen tomorrow from 5 till 7. All proceeds go to fund their trip to Washington, D.C. in June. $8 for adults, $5 for children 4 through 10, $25 for a family. Enjoy dinner while supporting the Sharon Center School 8th graders. On Saturday, 12 Moons Coffee House will feature Derek Knott, a singer-songwriter-guitarist from New York, offering a mixture of folk, Americana, contemporary, and blues. The Coffee House is held the first Saturday of each month from 7 till 10 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street, Falls Village. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The evening features live music, poetry readings, coffee, tea, snacks, and a social time with friends and more. The Hunt Concert, Wachowski Piano Duo, Fabio and Giselle Wachowski, performing free to the public on Saturday, tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Hotchkiss School at the Esther Eastman Music Center, Elfers Hall in Lakeville, Connecticut. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. On Sunday, the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton hosting its last of the season monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11 at the post located on Route 44. Proceeds go to support multiple Legion projects and initiatives, including children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. Now, meanwhile, in Dover Plains on Sunday, the Veterans of Foreign Walls Auxiliary to Harlem Valley Post 5444, holding a breakfast from 7:30 to 11 at the VFW Post on Route 22. $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for children 12 and under. The fourth annual Tri-State Mini Maker Fair will be held at the Hotchkiss School on Sunday from 10 until 3, inside and outside the Griswold Whitney Science Building. The fair is accessible and open to all ages and abilities. More information, tristate.makerfair.com on the web. This year's Spring Splash will be held on Sunday at the Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut, benefiting the Jane Lloyd Fund and Housatonic Valley Regional High School, FFA John Rice Scholarship Fund. The event is a sight to see, and you can join in and enjoy the splash. They need more jumpers to make more money. More information at the janelloydfund.org. Registration begins Sunday at noon. The Kent Memorial Library, celebrating many ways libraries build strong communities. It's National Library Week, April 7th through the 13th, the annual celebration highlighting the valuable role of libraries, librarians, and library workers play in transforming the lives of communities. More information available at the Kent Memorial Library. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 166.50 yesterday. The Dow Jones wound up the day at 26,384.63. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7891.78, and the S&P 500 at 2879.39. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.